انت سامع مشاهد من ديس بس شو اساسا عندك تيفا دكتور تمام مهون الداتا في سيرفيس اوف جانوري 22 2013 patient name is Antoinette Adams that's Antoinette space Adams date of birth is 01041971 primary care physician Dr. Bruce Baker that's Bruce space Baker address is at Conant Street Hamtramck Michigan phone is 248-436-6440 We had the pleasure of seeing Mrs. Adams in our cardiac unit today. As I know, she's a very pleasant 42 years old African American lady with a problem medical history for end stage renal disease, secondary to hypertension, and currently on hemodialysis three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. She also has a problem medical history for endocarditis from an infected dialysis catheter for which she had aortic valve replacement using a 21 millimeter Hancock to prosthetic valve, tricuspid valve debridement, aortic root debridement, and casual subaortic atrial septal defect and ventricular septal defect patches by Dr. Perkowitz, that's Berkowitz.
Keep on monitoring her blood pressure
in May of 2008. She also has a past medical history for normal state of coronary disease. This is post left heart catheterization on April 25, 2012. That showed the left circumference is up to 60% stenosed. Period.
The patient has been complaining of significant.
She is also status post single chamber pacemaker in May 2008.
The describes it as heaviness and change in the color of the limbs. The patient has been to her surgeon who did the graft replacement.
She's in our cardiac unit today for a follow-up visit.
Here, for the proper
event. Today, the patient says that she's relatively normal, enjoying her herself. She denies any chest pain, short and breath problem, presumptive disease. She denies any latent disease or vertigo. She denies any palpitations, equal risk of attacks or versus all of the questions. She denies any lower extremity pain, intermittent claudication, clinical changes, varicose veins, swelling. She's following her primary care physician, she's compliant with all her medication. Past medical history, number one hypertension, patient number hyperlipidemia, patient number interstitial renal disease, status post hemodialysis three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Patient next number endocarditis, status post aortic valve replacement. 2008. Patient number
ultrasound of the lower legs.
ASD and VSD, status post. Repairment in 2008.
Of the lower leg.
Period. Next number, non restrictive coronary disease. That is post left heart catheterization. April 25th, 2012.
Palpitations. The patient has been complaining of heart racing since the surgery. The patient's heart rate is 112 beats per minute. So for that purpose, we have advised to undertake a 48-hour halter.
Next,
as the patient sometimes does feel
paragraph. Past surgical history, significance for open heart surgeries in 2008 for fixation of ASD, VSD, and also for aortic valve replacement with the Hancock 2 prosthetic valve. Tricuspid valve debridement, aortic root debridement, and subaortic atrial septal defect, ventricular septal defect patches. Period. Also significant for left heart catheterization on April 25th, 2012. Period. Next paragraph, social history, the patient denies smoking. She only smoked casually. She denies drinking alcohol using an illicit drug experience. Next paragraph, family history, non-contributory. Period. Next paragraph, allergies. The patient is not known to be allergic to any medication or food. Period. Next paragraph, current medications. Number one, folic acid, 1 milligram a day. Period. Next number.
Ultrasound of the upper extremity as well as the lower extremities. Period. In the meanwhile,
50 milligrams as needed. Period next number, omeprazole 20 milligrams a day. Period next number, claritin 10 milligrams a day. Period next number, ducalase 100 milligrams 3 times a day. Period next number, aspirin 81 milligrams a day. Period next number, simvastatin 10 milligrams a day. Period next number,
मिला कुछ
नेफ्रोकाप्स 1 मिलीग्राम्स
बस
फिर वन से देखिए दूसरा नंबर सेंसिबार 30 मिलीग्राम्स वन से देखिए दूसरा नंबर
आफ्ताब ने भी नहीं निकाला तेरे लिए है आफ्ताब को मार रहा हूँ फ्लाई कर रहे
हैं रेनवेलिया दस R E N V E L A 3 with each meal and 2 at with snacks. Period. Next paragraph. Physical examination of vital signs. Her visit. Her blood pressure is 138/87. Her pulse is 74 beats per minute. Her weight is 209 pounds. Her height is 5'1". Period. Please copy the normal physical finding template.
Ahmed. Yes.
Period.
ECG is like when the leg is swelling.
Please cover the normal physical finding template. Period. Next, I have diagnostic investigations. Number one.
What's the name?
What's the name?
Yeah, I saw her.
I saw her. What do you want?
Two details as a guy who carved the gram. June 30, 2012, showing mild to moderately impaired left ventricular systolic function, ejection fraction of 40 to 45%. There is a moderate global hypokinesis of LV contractility. The moderate concentration of ventricular hypertrophy. Test is moderately dilated. The right atrium is moderately enlarged. The right ventricle is mildly enlarged, measuring between 3.4 to 3.7 centimeter. There is moderate aortic regurgitation, abnormally functional procaine bioprosthetic aortic valve. Severe mitral regurgitation present, mild to moderate tricuspid regurgitation present, and moderate pulmonary regurgitation present. Period. Next number. Pulmonary function test with DLCO done on June 30, 2012. Showing FVC of 73% predicted, FEV1 of 79% predicted, and FEV1 over FVC of 107% predicted, and DLCO of 63% predicted. Period. Next, number of oximeter arterial PVR. Sorry. Backspace.
Disappointment.
Next number, cardiac pharmacogenomic genomic DNA drug sensitivity testing was done in March 13, 2012, showing an normal warfarin metabolizes through CYP2C9, high warfarin sensitivity through VKORC1. Rapid metabolizer through CYP2C19, normal metabolizer through CYP3A4, intermediate metabolizer through CYP3A5.
So what is your last name?
Next number.
Rajput?
Yeah.
Okay, who's
one? Please copy.
Yeah, I know Rajput. Hold on. I'm thinking.
There will be a lot of Indians who would have the
diagnostic investigations from page 2 of May 10, 2012 chart.
Who?
Coronary angiogram, left heart catheterization, lower extremity ABI, carotid Doppler, laboratory values, and follow on page 3 of the same chart. CT lumbar spine with contrast, bilateral lower extremity doublex, and stress test. Here is the assessment and plan number one. Coronary artery disease. The patient has history of non-obstructive coronary disease. This is post left heart catheterization done on April 25th, 2012, which showed 60% stenosis of the left side complex. Period. On today's visit, the patient denied any chest pain. Period. We'll continue to monitor closely and follow up with her on the next follow-up visit regarding this matter. Patient number hypertension on today's visit. Her blood pressure is 138/87. She is to continue the same medication regimen and adhere to strict low salt and low fat diet. And we'll continue to monitor her blood pressure medic on the next follow-up visit. Period. Next number.
She's a Chaudhary.
Endocarditis. set us a post aortic valve replacement with 21 millimeter Hancock 2 bioprosthetic valve. On today's video, she denies any shortness of breath or thermal perception during the period. Her recent echocardiogram, which was done in June 30, 2012, showed mild to moderately impaired left ventricular systolic function, ejection fraction of 40 to 45%. It also shows moderate aortic valve regurgitation with abnormally functioning broken bioprosthetic aortic valve field. Also showed severe mitral regurgitation as well as mild to moderate tricuspid regurgitation and moderate pulmonary regurgitation period.
Punjab is like
there is one in two parts. However, due to her absent symptoms, we will continue medical management and no intervention is required at this time being. We follow up with her and the next follow up visit, manager accordingly. PMS number hyperlipidemia. The patient is currently on simvastatin, 10 milligrams once a day. She is to follow up with her primary care physician regarding lipid profile testing and LFTs on a target LDL of less than 70. Period. Next number, carotid artery screening. The patient recent carotid ultrasound, which was done on April 7, 2012, showed 1-39% stenosis bilaterally with the right vertebral artery is not visualized. The left vertebral artery demonstrates anterograde fallopian. At this time, no further management is required. Patient is asymptomatic. We will continue to monitor her and follow up with her in the next follow up visit. Period. Next number. Peripheral arterial disease. On today's visit, the patient denies any lower extremity damage, claudication, or pain. Period. His most recent ABI was normal due to monophasic waveforms. Period. We will continue to monitor her closely and follow up with her regarding this matter and manage her according on the next follow up visit. Period. Next number, end-stage renal disease. The patient has a history of end-stage renal disease and is currently on hemodialysis 3 times week on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
First thing you
okay. She is to follow up with her primary care physician and nephrologist regarding this. Next number, single chamber pacemaker. The patient has a history of single chamber pacemaker planted in May 2008. She is to follow up with her. She is to follow up with the device clinic for regular follow checkup and integration. Period. Next number, congenital heart disease. The patient has a history of ASD and VSD. Status post repair and patching in May of 2008. Period. Her most recent today echocardiogram did not show any evidence of residual fall. Period. We'll continue to monitor her and manage her with her current medication. Period. We'll follow up with her on the next follow up visit regarding this matter. Period. Next number, cardiopharmacogenomics. DNA toxins visit was done on March 13, 2012, and the results were shared with the patient. Period. Next paragraph, thank you very much for now supervising the care of Mrs. Adams. Period. Phone number for wife and her to call any question because at the same time, period. See, I beg an opportunity in 2 months or so necessary. Period. Meanwhile, she is expected to continue seeing her by my cafe. You have the opportunity for healthcare. Period. Next thank you very much. Please see me, Gaff. This is my mother's name. That's my mother's name. This is 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 my